But I've got some really chilling news for you tonight. We found out that actually it was the United States government that was behind getting us banned from South Africa and Botswana. In fact, all of the harassment, all of the opposition that we faced, everything was paid for by the U.S. government. And in fact, I have the document in my hand to prove it right now. Right here, you can come and look at this after the service. Listen to this. Now, keep in mind, we were in Botswana and had our first church service on, I believe, the 18th is when we were there. That was when we were supposed to have the soul winning marathon in Johannesburg, but we got banned. So we had the church service on the 18th. We were soul winning on the 19th, the 20th. Okay, so this is all the week when we're over there, we're getting banned from South Africa, kicked out of Botswana. Okay, here's a letter, September 21st, 2016. Okay, this is 9 days ago. This is right in the midst of everything that was going on where we're being kicked out of the country. It's made out to station manager Hendrik Baird of Gay SA Radio. It's from the United States Embassy to this sodomite who organized all of the opposition to us in both South Africa and Botswana. Dear Mr. Baird, under the authority of the United States Information and Education Act of 1948, as amended, the U.S. Department of State hereby awards to Gay SA Radio a total amount of $8,000 to provide support for the above referenced project as further described. So, the launch of Gay SA Radio, $8,000. So, your government, my government, your tax dollars, my tax dollars gave $8,000 to them to basically pay them to harass us. Don't tell me it's a coincidence. This radio station's been around for almost a year. The United States government didn't give them any money before, but funny how the week that they're harassing us, the week that they're protesting us, the week that they're on stage with Minister Jigabaw banning us from South Africa, getting us kicked out of Botswana, the same week the United States Embassy is giving them $8,000. For what? Why would our tax dollars go to some queer radio station in South Africa? And not only that, it's specifically being given to them to harass us. The week that they're doing this, they're getting this award, more like a reward for what they did. That should be chilling to you to understand that your government hates the gospel, hates soul winning, hates the word of God. And by the way, the United States Embassy, the whole purpose of having an embassy over there is that if people like me or Paul or anybody else get into trouble, we're supposed to turn to them to help us. But instead, they're paying people to harass us, imprison us wrongfully, even though we didn't break any Botswana laws. There are no laws against so-called hate speech in Botswana. It's not South Africa where they have those weird laws. So our own government did this to us. Now, the point that I want to make with that is this, is that the government of the United States of America is wicked, corrupt, hates the gospel, hates the word of God, and they would love to stop me and stop Brother Jimenez and stop this church up here in Washington. They would love to attack us. They would love to shut us down. And there's only one thing stopping them from doing that. It's called the First Amendment. That's the only thing. That's why as soon as we leave the country, in their mind, we don't have any rights now. Like, oh yeah, we can get them in South Africa. We can get them and persecute them in Botswana. But here they can't for one reason. The First Amendment. It's not that they don't want to. It's not that they don't hate us. It's not that they don't want to persecute us and stop us from preaching the Word of God. It's that they can't because of the First Amendment. And as soon as you go into another country, our own government follows us over there and pays people to fight us over there. Because the First Amendment stops them from silencing us over here. That's pretty chilling. That should emphasize to you the importance of the First Amendment. Think about that. Because the First Amendment's the only thing that's stopping us from going through the same things over there. See, here's the thing. You get thrown out of South Africa, you just shake off the dust of your feet and say, well, I'm never going back to South Africa. boo-hoo. You know, you get thrown out of Botswana. Well, okay, there's 70 other countries in Africa, 70-some-odd sub-Saharan African countries that we can go soul-winning in. Big deal. Let's go to the next one. Let's do it. But the problem is, the United States is where we live. The United States is the home base.
Right.
If we lose our freedom here, where do you go at that point? What do you do at that point? I mean, this is serious, my friend. We need to make sure that we keep our freedom in this country. And we need to preach hard against sin. And we need to get people to understand God's truth. And we need to get on our knees and not just pray, oh, God bless America. Oh, God, be good to us. You know what? Honestly, how can you pray for God to bless America when y'all wicked America is? You're asking God to bless wickedness. Instead, change your prayer life, get on your knees, and pray, oh God, help your people, Christians in America, to turn from their iniquities. And help the pastors and the preachers in America to understand your truth.
Amen.
They don't get it.